This new year, absolutely none. Why? Because it's a new year, so many opportunities, so many chances. All you gotta do is just reach out and grab them, whatever that may be. Speaking of the new year, how many people are already on the path to their new year's resolution? I know some people may, oh well, I'm not doing that, it's just another day. That's fine. But some people still do it. Why? Because it's like setting a goal for yourself. Nothing wrong with that. So the question is, what is your New Year's resolution? If you have one, do you plan on working out a little bit more? Getting some new sound equipment? what is your New Year's resolution? Considering that we just finished the first week of the new year. Oh my gosh. It's hard to say. It's hard to believe that we're moving this fast. What is happening right now?
I think the new year itself has started off a little bit chaotic on so many fronts. Oh my goodness gracious. This stuff is killing me. There we go. Did it? No. Whatever. Figure it out on the break. What will be figured out also is the question of the day. I can't wait for that because I have two and I don't know which one to go with. Also, there's been, oh my gosh. I have to go back and look up everything now. You see, this is why it's important to write things down. But for those who are like, oh, I don't have to write it down, I remember. But then later on, they forget. There's two really good questions of the day. But I do want to talk about the fact that I had a king cake. And I had some with some coworkers. And there's like in king cake, when you share it with others, there's a baby inside, like a little plastic baby. And whoever gets the king cake buys the next one. You know? So that did not go as expected because somebody told me, they were like, yeah, I got the baby and the cake. And then they were like, I didn't expect it. So I pushed the baby into somebody else's piece of cake. So I was like, so not only did you touch their piece of cake, but you also gave them the task of buying. I was like, why would you do this? And what upset me, I was like, why are you so proud of what you just did? Like, this is not. Oh my gosh. Do you have a friend that would, and not only that, but there was somebody else that told me that they would do something like that. They were like, yeah, no, whenever I would get the baby, if I got the baby, I just put the baby into like another piece of cake or something. I was like, you guys are terrible. Like, just accept the responsibility. And honestly, I didn't know that that was a rule. I'm going to be honest with you folks. I did not know. But what I do know is that I was going to purchase one because I saw a king cake and I've talked about this before, because it was like a really like gooey, like delicious, like kind of king cake. So I decided like, I was like, this needs to be shared with people. And then I saw they had other flavors of it, like strawberry, cream, and other flavors, but the one that really hooked me in, blueberry. Oh my goodness. When I saw blueberry was a flavor, I was like, well, then game on. Like, you know, oh, I wish that was the one I got. The first one I got was cinnamon, you know, but I really wish I would have gotten the blueberry, but that's neither here nor there at this point. It happened. All you can do is look forward to the new year. look forward to everything that is to come, just like the question of the day, just like the entertainment, and possibly the facts. Who knows? At this point, my show is just a whole bunch of randomness. It's my show is like a year. Like, you never know what's coming at you next. But I can tell you what is for certain coming up next, and that's going to be a break. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some more shenanigans. That is the Daily Shift. Hopefully you all had a fantastic new year, a fantastic first weekend of the year. If you didn't spend it productively or the way you wanted it, keep in mind, you still have a lot more. You have the rest of the, you have so many more weekends coming your way. And hopefully you spend one of them listening to the podcast. When you know the many ways to listen to the podcast, you can listen on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts. And of course, don't forget about the other ways that you can listen and respond live with me on the Wisdom app. And if you just want to hear some good, good music, all you got to do is listen on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, and My Spin Radio. So there's tons of ways to listen, enjoy, and even communicate with me throughout this year, throughout last year, and onward. I like how I went this year and then jumped back and then I said onward. You get what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying is, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Stay tuned. This is the Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break.
Holding something we don't need. All this delusion in our heads is going to bring us to our knees. So come on, let it go. Just let it be. Why don't you be you? And now me. I've been feeling lonely. I need someone to hold me. Come on, baby, hold me.
Well, welcome back and welcome back again to the Daily Shift, where we have your question of the day. Now, I don't know which one to go with today. You know what? I'll save this one for another time, but I'm going to go with this one. Would you stand up for another person? And when I say that, I mean, like, would you defend another person? Like, if you see something that you don't like or you don't agree with, you know, you don't have to get violent. You don't have to get aggressive. But would you say something? I think it's important that people do that. Why? Because at that point, you can see that it shows that you're not. How do I put this? How do I phrase this? You're not just thinking, for one, you're not just thinking about yourself, but also that you care about that person, or that. Even if you don't like that person, would you stand up for them? I think that's important. Like, I think it's important to show that, like, some people don't stand alone, especially if you were being verbally attacked, or, like, do you think, oh, well, this person's got it? Because a lot of people just turn a blind eye. And I feel like this year we should not. I feel like when something bad is happening and you feel that sense in your gut, and I think that a lot of people feel that. I think that a lot of people have some kind of conscience, and it's telling them, whether you feel it in your gut or you think about it later on in the day, it's like, man, why do I keep thinking about this? It's because you feel compassion towards your fellow human. That's important. Follow your instincts. Let it be your guide. And go to, I can't remember, I was going to make a joke about Pinocchio because it said let it be. Anyway. follow your instincts. I think when you follow your instincts, like, it's really hard to go wrong with that. Like, I mean, when it's telling you to do something like, oh, well, this person looks like they need help. Like I have, like, this person, I don't know. What's it? For instance, there was somebody sitting by a, now, even though they might turn you down, like, there was somebody who's, like, just sitting by, like, an area that's cold. And I was like, do you want the heater? No, no, I don't want to be that hot or anything like that. And I was like, do you want like a cup of, I bought white hot chocolate and I honestly did not expect myself to offer this up, but I was like, do you want a cup of hot chocolate, like white hot chocolate? And then they were like, I didn't even know they made white hot chocolate. And I was like, yeah, it's really good. And I was like, it'd probably like help you out. Like, and they took it, but nonetheless, I did not expect them to take it for real. Like, I was partially expecting them to be like, no, no, I'm fine. And I'd be like, yes, more hot chocolate for me. Anyway, they did take it, and it helped them out. Like, little things, you know? You don't have to do a lot. You don't have to spend any money. You don't have to. It takes nothing to be nice. It takes nothing to just stand up for somebody. Like, if you feel like something is indecent, like, I think I told this on an episode, like, there was an individual at a grocery store, and, what did they say? They said something along the lines of, like, they were having issue at their register, and they looked to the attendant that's overlooking the lanes, like, for self-checkout, and they were like, oh, well, they looked over and was like, excuse me, while you're standing there doing nothing, and, like, can you help me? And I just, like, I was gonna mind my own business, but then, like, a part of me was just like, you know what, no. So I turned to this person, because it was a guy talking to, like, a female who was at the beginning of the lanes, and she was like, he also went on to say, like, since you're supposed to be helping me anyway or something. And then as she walked over, I heard her say, like, no, I'm not. And I was like, she's got this. But then, like, as I finished, like, checking myself out or whatever, I was like, hey, man, there's nicer ways to go about, like, you're expecting somebody to help you, but you're being rude and mean. And, like, the guy started laughing. I was like, you're laughing, but nobody else is. I was like, that was rude. You know, it wasn't because, like, I wanted to be like, oh, well, I'm the top dog. No, it was just like, that's rude. Come on. What are you doing? You're asking somebody to come over and help you, but you're doing it in a rude manner. It doesn't take a lot to just say, hey, can you help me with something? That's all you got to do. That's it. You chose to go to self-checkout when there are other cashiers. You chose, hey, I can do self-checkout or I can go over into, and honestly, I don't even think there was a line. But anyway, for an individual to help you or check you out from the grocery store. But I was just like, you know what? I got to say something because this is wrong. So would you do something like that? Would you stand up for someone? Now, it's not like she said, oh, can somebody say something about this? I took it upon myself. And I feel like other people should, because when you turn a blind eye, people, I don't have a catchy thing to say here. I was going to say, like, people bump into each other. Then I was like, that's going to sound terrible. That doesn't sound catchy. People are going to be like, what? You had us at first. You had us, and then you lost us. Well, you're going to lose me, but only for a brief moment, because we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into possibly some facts. We'll see what happens. The only way to know for sure is to stay tuned. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you right after the break.
Feel like I'm gonna puke, cause my taxes are due. Do my password begin with a one or a two? Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have done the intro, we've done the question of the day, so now it's time to get into the facts. That's right, we have the facts right here, and if you want to follow along, you can follow along at the New York Times. That's going to be N as in Nancy, Y as in York Peppermint Patty, and times.com. And it's going to be facts for every single month. That was 2023. Now, it's an extensive list, so if you want to follow along, feel free to. Like I said, it's going to be 72 of our favorite facts of 2023. So, the New York Times favorite facts of 2023. And you can follow along. There's hyperlinks if you want to get any more information on things that are being said. Like, for January, number two, neuropsychology has shown that the short-term memory lasts 15 to 30 seconds, after which it either has to be encoded as long-term memory or it decays. I like how it says encoded, like we're robots. That's okay. February, let's go with... Well, that's... You know what? Let's do number 10. Let's do number 12. 29% of American credit card customers pay only the minimum payment or close to it, even when they can afford to pay more, according to the data from the National Bureau of Economic Research. Like I said, all of these have links, so that way you can click and see for yourself. That way, you know. You know what you know at that point. Let's go with March now. March, according to number 14, according to a study by the Substantial Consultation. Know what I'm trying to say. Edge Impact in 2020. See, I was trying to avoid the ones that input the previous years. You know what? Let's go with 15. Oh my gosh, this goes, all right, well, it's going to get dark here. Russia controls 38% of the world's uranium conversion and 46% of the uranium enrichment capacity, essential steps in producing nuclear fuel. I'm sorry, folks, I should have just gone with 13. It's too late now, I've already said it. April. It's already been done. April. Number 20. Dashboard touchscreens are now integral to most modern cars, which run up to 14 times more code than a Boeing 787. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'll tell you on a different show. May. Where did May go? There we go. See, this one has to do with 1907. Let's go to 27. Ah! Anyway, because polo ponies gallop up to 30 miles per hour in quick bursts on grass fields the size of 9 football fields, players bring about a dozen horses per match to prevent exhaustion and injury. I wonder how much it would take to, like, to just play that game, you know? Like, who's playing it, but, like,
Like when you play that game, like you never expect. I thought like it was just one during the match, and they train them really well, or and everything, and make sure that they're like in top shape, like you know, like horse races and things like that. If that still even happens, I don't know. I'm not in tune with the world, folks. What I am in tune with is the next fact. June, number 33. The human body is continually renewing itself. Billions of cells are replaced every day. By some accounts, after 100 days, enough cells will have turned over to generate an entirely new person. So people can change. See what I did there? I thought that was clever. July 38. The skew of affluent students enrolled is so extreme at some U.S. colleges that more undergraduates come from the top 1% of the income distribution than from the entire bottom 60%. One study found. Now, you can click that one study found and find out where. And like I said, all of these have hyperlinks, so you can go and get more information if you find any of these interesting. August, number 44, the ocean, which covers about 70% of the world's surface, has absorbed more than 90% of the heat unleashed by the burning of fossil fuels, deforestation, and other human activity. So, I don't know how you feel about this, but I can tell you that it is interesting, to say the very least. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that saying is still. I wonder when that came up, when that was made up. Knowledge is power. So there's no such thing as knowing too much. You can never have too much knowledge. All you have to do is a little research to make sure what you're like saying is has some fact to it, or. And you can and great conversation stars. Well, that's not what I learned. Well, what did you learn? You know, great way to start a conversation, especially if you're looking for a mate. Why'd I say looking for a mate? Like, anyway, number 50, September, the United States has the largest population of incarcerated people in the world. All right. Well, then there's that. Should have gone with the one about NFL. October. I'm gonna start like trying to read these as I'm about to read them. 57. On a clear day, three of the world's 10 tallest mountains are visible from. Okay, you know what? Now they're just trying to mess me up. Pokhara. Hopefully, I'm saying this correctly. From Nepal's second biggest city. There you go. Hopefully I said that correctly. Pokhara. I feel like I did. Oh no. What did I do with that? What did I do? Okay. November. Let's go with 62. Those who commute by public transit spend roughly twice as much as time as low. Sorry, let me back up and start over. Because that was going to take a weird turn. Like, they were going to be like, wait a minute. Twice as much as time travelers? So they are real. No. Hold on. So it says, 62 says, those who commute by public transit spend roughly twice as much time traveling to and from work as people who drive. But what about money? Well, maybe. Who knows? Well, yeah, who knows? I mean, gas, like, maybe it just, like, all equals out. I don't know. December. That's why you gotta click on the link and figure it out. See what they have to say. December. Let's close out on 60... Well, let's close out on this one. I'm not going to say the number, but when you read it, you'll know. Toll boost. Oh, this show is so childish. Tollbooths, it's right after 68. Tollbooths on about two-thirds of the 6,600 miles of American roads overseen by the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association, which represents 130 toll operators in 34 states, no longer accept cash. Who would have known that cash would no longer be? That's the one thing that you would think would, like, still hold the value. Cash. Like, we're reaching that point in time. It's like, you have to, like, hold up your phone and, like, scan your retina. They're going to have to take, like, a skin sample from you. I feel like we're very close to that time. And it's getting, I'm not a huge fan of it. There's a reason that you always carry cash. Some kind of cash, you know? So that way you can get what you need to get and move on. But apparently, that's not what people want. What I do want is to take a break, come back, do the entertainment with you all, and move forward with what we would call the day and or night for some people. This is The Daily Shift. You know the many ways to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, so many ways. But yet, so little time. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, hopefully, with you still listening. See you after the break. Shift where we've gone over so much today after the first week of the new year, not the first show of the new year, but the second show, first week, second show, but the umpteenth time that we're having so much fun here, hopefully. That being said, if you are tuning in right now, you know, some of the things that are coming on tonight, or tomorrow, I don't know. If you watch Power like I do, keep the ratings in mind of the shows that I'm mentioning to you folks. Not all of them are rated the same. They're not PG, they're not rated R, they're not rated MA. Just keep in mind the rating. Power is one of the ones that I mean. Fantastic show. And they are airing season 3, Raising Kanan. And it's getting super interesting. I want to see what happens next episode. It didn't air this previous week, but it's supposed to air next week. And season 4 has already been greenlit. So that's fantastic to hear. Because usually when I watch shows, that's usually the end of it. But I'm happy about that. Also, if you're a fan of the Invincible series from Amazon, that show is going to continue, was supposed to continue sometime this month. And don't forget about WWE, if you're a fan like I am. WWE Raw is airing. So that's something for you to watch or watch the highlights of, however you want to do it, however you want to enjoy it, if you enjoy it at all. Everybody has different tastes. I also previously watched the new Dave Chappelle special that's out, along with Ricky Gervais. Both of them, very funny. Keep in mind, these are comedians. what they say you're not supposed to be real. When they make fun of themselves, like, nobody's like, why would you say that about yourself? They're not. They are trying to make you smile, especially in these dark times where so much is happening in the world that just brings tears to your eyes and pain to your heart. So much is happening. And when they go up there and make their jokes, they're trying to make you smile through all this at the end of the day, you know? Anyway, so there's some things to watch there. There's also, I told myself I was going to look this up earlier, but I didn't. Oh my gosh, what is it called? Like, it's a horror movie. So those of you who are with me on that, welcome to the club. I'm glad you could join us. It's a horror movie, so you know it's not going to be rated PG or PG-13. If it ever decides. Oh my gosh. What was it called? It's like a swimming movie. Night Swim. How is that so hard to remember? Also, don't forget Wonka is out in theaters with Timothy Chalamet, Migration, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, the new rendition of The Color of Purple, Anyone But You, The Boys in the Boat, Iron Claw, Ferrari, The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and if you're lucky enough, Godzilla Minus One. And if you're also super lucky, The Boy and the Heron. So all of those things are out there for you to go out, watch, and enjoy. Just like this show is for you to go out and listen to. You can listen in your car. You can listen at work. You can listen anywhere as long as you have connection to Spotify or Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin Radio, The Jukebox Radio, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music. You take your pick. You have ways to listen to this show. But if you want to talk to me live whenever I am live, all you got to do is follow me and you'll get the notification. You can listen on the Wisdom app. So that way you can talk to me live, ask me questions, whatever the case may be, and just have a good time. Just like I hope you had a good time from the first week of the new year of 2024 and the first Monday. So if it's Monday and you're heading to bed, good night. But if it's Tuesday, well, you're already ahead of us and enjoying the new day of the new year. And good morning. This is The Daily Shift. We will see you next time. And now my grandmama ain't the only girl calling me baby.